Welcome to the Mind Your Brain podcast, where I bring you inside the mind of the best athletes in the world, so you can understand the mental secrets of their success.
The battles between your mind, your body, and your soul.
I've always had a very, very talented goal.
You also have to have in mind what's the bigger picture.
Yeah, I have like dreams and goals, but goals are more realistic. They're just kind of basic, but it's also pretty hard to achieve.
The reason why I was a world champion was because I had this deeper purpose to succeed.
How our thinking affects our riding. So a lot of it is the goal setting, the actual steps of how to achieve something, but then also encouraging riders to develop their own purpose, their vision, a clear mission of what it is that they want to do.
But then before the Olympics in 2012, I'm going to say that was my tipping point.
How can I find a way forward rather than just trying to feel sorry for myself and try to think of the excuses I could use to walk away? When I started doing that, then I realized my back started feeling better.
It's so extreme what it does to your willpower. Like it makes you weak in your brain, like completely weak.
Because we can't choose what we experience. We can only choose the way that we respond to it.
Very true.
We're indoctrinated to harbor our emotions and to be strong.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the biggest disservices that we can do for athletes is to tell them that you need to tough things out. I think one of the strongest things an athlete can do is actually allow themselves to be vulnerable and actually talk, because that's the way that they're going to be able to move forward and be able to achieve the things that they otherwise never would have been able to achieve.
It's growing as a human being, and then you'll find out what who are the people that you need around you to perform. Yeah.
You just have to find out what works for you, what doesn't, and see how you can use that to your benefit.
The scuba diver dives to look around, the free diver dives to look inside.
At the Beijing Olympic Games, like I walked out on the pool deck and I walked out, you know, I had this ego, I'm world champion, right? Like this medal is mine.
Yeah.
And I didn't succeed there. I didn't even make the final.
If we see the sport or an external event as the one that defines who we are as a person, we become very vulnerable.
So it's not even in terms of confidence, it's really in terms of the mental representation you have of yourself, because in the end, the only limit is the limit you set yourself.
What do you say, the tone of the conversation or how it sounds, it controls how we feel.
And so the mental component was a big part of the way that he trained and taught. And so I kind of inherited that from him.
Basically, that is going to give you a mental routine just like you have a physical routine.
First is that your body needs to be in the moment. By that, I mean, because this is really, you need to feel all the sensation. But in terms of the flying side, your mind should be way, at least 300 meters, 2 gates in front of what you're actually currently is.
You have to be able to control your body and your thoughts and respond to the kind of negative energy or anxiety that you'd get.
It talks about overcoming limiting beliefs. It talks about being brave enough to follow your dream.
It all comes back to in the basics, like your mindset, because your thoughts create your emotions and your emotions create your behavior, and that dictates where your life goes.
And if you have enjoyed this episode, please feel free to share with a friend and subscribe. See you in the next episode.